Once again, good evening, everyone. We do welcome you back into White Auditorium. Tegan Trehune, of course, joined by Michael Deeker as we get set for this 1-8 matchup. Lebo versus Hartford. Stepping into the tip-off circle here for Lebo will be the senior, Brooklyn Jones. She'll match up across from Trinity Wendell. Wendell, the sophomore for the Lady Jaguars. Ball is up in the air. Kind of a stalemate. It's one into the front court for Hartford. Hartford in their road reds with blue numbers, white trim. Looks almost like the Jayhawk uniforms. Going from left to right as we see the action. Dribbling inside, right side. Hanging it up short is Toby Soul, trying to drive past that Lebo defense. Lebo in their home whites with red numbers and letters. Wolves across the chest. Baseline inbounds. Goes up top. Into the hands of Trinity Wendell. Wendell dribbles it off her own foot, gets it back. Now hands off right side to Toby Soul. Soul lobs it in the lane to Kylie Finnerty. Finnerty off the glass, but way too strong. The rebound is won by Brooklyn Jones of Lebo.
Great look there for the Hartford Jaguars on possession number one.
Lebo now on the attack. Audrey Peake dribbles inside. Nice pass, right block, but can't finish. Can Sage Hadley. Rebound won by Hartford, now being led slowly up the lane by Toby Soul. She crosses half court, skips it right side to Wendell. Now up top to Finnerty. Finnerty thinking about a three, will not take it. She'll match up with Jones in the lane and have to kick it left side. Jumper off the left block is behind the basket. Just a little misjudging of the angle there by Sydney Soler.
I believe it was deflected. Yeah, it was tipped out of bounds, I believe. Sage Hadley on the defense right there, knocking it out of bounds.
0-0 is the score. Just under 7 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Great inbounds and great reverse layup by Trinity Wendell.
Just an excellent job here by the Jaguars to begin this ball game. Nice aggressiveness on the low post, really attacking the Lebo Lady Wolves.
Very calm and collected as Sage Hadley overshoots a 19-foot jumper. Rebound goes to Lebo and Audrey Peake. Sinks the Cody Thurston Land Agent 3.
That's something you cannot do, is allow that second chance effort right there from Lebo.
Experience the Midwest Land Group difference. 3-2 now the lead for Lebo. 6:24 remaining in the first quarter. Long pass goes to Trinity Wendell on the right wing for Hartford. At the top now, Kylie Finnerty. Finnerty skips it to the foul line into the hands of Aubrey Finnerty, who leaves it short on the foul line jumper. The rebound is won by Audrey Peake for Lebo. Peake inside the lane on the opposite side. Maybe got away with an extra step in the lane. Kicks it to Brooklyn Jones. Jones drives inside the paint. Overshoots the layup. It's won back by Lebo. Up top. Three on the way by Sage Hadley. Good. Sage Hadley with the second Cody Thurston Land Agent 3 for Lebo. Two in a row. 5:43 remaining in the first quarter. 6-2 is the lead for the Lady Wolves. Trinity Wendell brings it across half court for Hartford. Gives it up top to Toby Soul. Soul, jump stop in the lane. Jumper in the paint. No good from 5 feet out. Rebound is won by Hadley. Audrey Peake has it now. Stops at the top of the left wing. She'll fire another three. That one's a little off the mark. The rebound is taken away by Lebo. They maintain possession. Inside the left wing. Jones works it to Hadley down in the post. She goes up for the shot. It's rejected. Jones gets it back. Fires the left elbow jumper, Hadley with the putback attempt. No good, but she's fouled. What a sequence there between these two teams. 5:08 to go in the first quarter, 6-2, the lead for Lebo. Sage Hadley at the line shooting two off the foul by Kylie Finnerty. Finnerty's first, team's first. Hadley puts up the first shot, no problem. Sage Hadley now has 4 points, leading her team. Puts up the second. That one is just a bit too strong. The rebound was originally won by Aubrey Finnerty. She gets tied up with by Katie Ott, who goes up for the jumper, and she gets fouled.
Sixth offensive board now for Lebo.
The foul again on Aubrey Finnerty. Her first, team second. Ott at the line for two. Puts up the first. Swish. Katie Ott now on the score sheet. Makes it 8-2, a 6-point lead now for Lebo. 5:05 remaining in the first. Ott puts up the second. That one's good, too. Katie Ott with 2 points now, 9-2. Lebo leading Hartford. Kylie Finnerty manages to save a near steal. Keeps it in Hartford's possession. Across half court is Trinity Wendell. Wendell trying to keep her distance from Abby Jones. She has to hand off to Toby Soule. Soule lobs in the lane to the right block, but it's taken away by Katie Ott. Audrey Peak on the opposite side. Drives baseline. Goes reverse layup. No good. The rebound again won by Lebo. And Sage Hadley was going to take the three, but decided to drive. Just didn't start her dribble. So a turnover here for the Lady Wolves. That'll be their first. Full court pressure being applied by Lebo. It's Hartford. Inbounds it in the backcourt. Pass taken away by Audrey Peak. Peak left block. Nice behind the back pass to Jones, who finishes off the glass. And we will get a timeout taken by Coach Ryan Thomas. Wants to talk things over with his girls. It's a 30-second timeout. We will keep it right here and remind you that our timeouts all week are brought to you by McDonald's on 6th Avenue. Locally owned and operated by Hugh O'Reilly. Open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Again, coverage of the 102nd Lyon County League Basketball Tournament is also brought to you by Seamers Construction. Quality construction at a reasonable price. They can build it or repair it. Call Jonathan Seamers at 620-412-3614 and the City of Burlingame. A peaceful farming community nestled in northern Osage County has great schools, low taxes, and lots available to develop. The City of Burlingame and fans wish the Bearcats the best of luck. 4:26 remaining in the first quarter. 11-2 now the lead for Lebo over Hartford. And, well, Mike, you kind of talked about it. Hartford was doing a great job defensively down low in the early going of this quarter. But since then, Lebo's kind of broken through.
Yeah, and it's those made buckets on the opposite end, obviously getting second chance efforts. But those made buckets are allowing them to get that full court pressure on and really ramp up the defensive pressure.
Trinity Wendell was trying to find Sydney Soule. The pass was intercepted by Lebo. Now on the left perimeter, Sierra Crouch skips it to the right corner to Audrey Peak. Peak lets go a three. Nothing but net. That's Audrey Peak's second Cody Thurston Land agent three.
Peak had 29 in the first matchup against Hartford. Already off to a hot start here tonight.
Toby Soule stuck in the backcourt. Gets around Brooklyn Jones. She'll go to the right wing. Hands off to Trinity Wendell. Wendell back to Soule in the right corner. Soule drives baseline. A lot of contact made between her and Sierra Crouch. They're going to call the charge.
Yeah, excellent job there by Crouch just to stand her ground and really absorb that contact.
Yeah. Toby Soule picks up her first foul, third for the team. 3:44 remaining in this first quarter. Left side with it now is Sierra Crouch for Lebo. Work to the right side to Abby Jones. Now to Brooklyn Jones on the right elbow. Back to the left wing to the top now to Audrey Peak. Back to Crouch on the left wing. Back up top to Peak now. Lebo taking their time here. Jones has it at the foul line. Floater in the lane, rolls over the top, falls in.
Jones made that look pretty easy from the foul line to the post. Jones signing with Kansas State here a few weeks ago to continue her athletic career on the track and field side of things.
Quality signing there for K-State. Congratulations to her. As we do get a foul by Lebo, that's Jones. Her first, team's first. Toby Soule trying to bring it into the front court gets tapped on the wrist as Jones and Abby Jones, Brooklyn and Abby both, take a seat. Into the Lebo lineup again comes Katie Ott as Audrey Peak takes away the inbounds and just misses on the right side layup. 16-2, the lead now for Lebo. 3:03 left to go in this first quarter. Audrey Peak with yet another steal on the Hartford end. Hustling down, has one to beat. Nice pass, right side finish by Sage Hadley. And Hadley now has six. 18-2 the lead for Lebo. And we get a foul by Lebo. That's going to go against Elena Milan. .246 remaining in the first quarter. 16-point lead for Lebo. Trying to get into the front court is Trinity Wendell. She gets tripped up. No foul will be called as she collided with Millen. Now up top, Sierra Crouch fires a three. That one rims off. Rebound won by Katie Ott on the baseline to Millen. Three on the way from Audrey Peak. Short. Rebound won by Trinity Wendell, and she gets harassed by Peak and Hadley and gets tripped up yet again. This time the referee blows the whistle. The foul is going to go against Audrey Peake. That's her first, just the team's third. As Brooklyn and Abby Jones both check back in, taking a seat will be Sage Hadley and Audrey Peake. Five on the floor for Lebo now. It's Millen, Emma Marsh, or correction, sorry. There's two twos on that one. Abby Jones, Brooklyn Jones, Katie Ott, and Sierra Crouch. Abby Jones with the steal on the Hartford and just short on the floater in the lane. The rebound is won by Hartford in the form of Aubrey Finnerty. 1:53 remaining in the first quarter. Again, 16-point differential here in favor of Lebo over Hartford. Trying to go around the right side as Toby Soule gets inside the lane but can't hit the bunny off the right block. The rebound is ripped down by Abby Jones. Jones, left side to Millen. Skips it right wing to Sierra Crouch. Now right block to Katie Ott. Ott trying to back down the Hartford defender. She gives it up top to Brooklyn Jones, who bricks it off the backboard. And we'll get a foul on the rebound against Hartford. See who gets tagged with the offense. That will be Trinity Wendell. That is her first, team's fourth. Under 90 seconds to go in the third quarter. First quarter. Brooklyn Jones, foul or top of the key three is good.
They went out 4 out of 7 from beyond the arc.
Jones with the fourth Cody Thurston Land Agent three for Lebo. Wendell on the opposite end gets to the baseline, has the ball poked free, and they're going to say last touch by Lebo. Audrey Peake and Sage Hadley check back into the Lebo lineup. Millen and Crouch take a seat for Lebo.
Hartford had the opening bucket of the contest, but it's been a 21-0 run the last 6 minutes of play.
Wendell looking for an open teammate, gets it in the form of Toby Soule, goes back to Wendell on the right block, and she will lose the handle. Out of bounds, last touch by Hartford.
9 turnovers now for the Jags.
Minute 3 remaining in the first quarter, and wasting no time getting up the court is Audrey Peake. Goes left wing to Sage Hadley, who once again thought about the three and started to move before she started the dribble. That's Jones' second travel call in this first quarter. Or correction, Hadley's second travel call. A Hail Mary pass into the front court for Hartford leads to a turnover as Katie Ott easily takes it away. She'll give it to the top of the left wing for a three by Abby Jones. Abby Jones with the fifth Lebo Cody Thurston Land Agent three. 24-2 now the lead for the Lady Wolves. 32 seconds remaining in the first quarter.
It's close to a 10-second violation there in the backcourt.
Soule, top of the power E, goes left side of the floor now to Wendell. Up top to Aubrey Finnerty. Finnerty gives it on the right wing to Sydney Soule. Has it poked free. Gets it back. Now at the foul line. Bounces it off the chest of Brooklyn Jones, who takes it away with 12 seconds to go. Streaking down the other way. She'll travel. Lost the handle on it to Jones. She got a little bit too far ahead of it. And trying to get it back. Takes a few extra steps. 10.3 remaining in the first quarter. Toby Soule has it across half court. 5 seconds. Coach Thomas telling him to attack. She gives it to Kylie Finnerty, who airballs the right wing three. That will do it for one. At the end of the first quarter, 24-2 is the lead for the Lebo Lady Wolves. We'll take a quick break. Come back and have second quarter action. You're listening to coverage of the 102nd Lyon County League Basketball Tournament here on Country 101.7 FM, streaming online at KBOE-TV and KBOE.com.
Murphy Agra LLC in Strong City and Lebo is proud to support area schools and athletic teams. They are also proud to support the agricultural community with the many services they provide. Contact Murphy Agra LLC for all your fertilizer and chemical needs. Elevator services are available as well. To the field, from the field, in the field. Murphy Agra LLC, they're here for you. Call 256-6233 in Lebo or 273-6483 in Strong City.
Superior in land,
Superior in real estate,
and Superior in auction.
We are Superior.
Call us for Superior service.
Call Superior Real Estate and Land Group at 785-670-6506. That's 785-670-6506. Or find them at superiorlandgroup.us. Superior Real Estate and Land Group in Linden.
Sorry, I had a mouthful of pistachios.
There you go. Hey, you made fun of me yesterday with my hamburger.
But I wasn't trying to eat a full hamburger.
That was a full handful of pistachios. That's like $10 worth.
I misjudged the timing, okay?
You need to renegotiate my contract if you can afford pistachios.
Hey, man. I had to sell an arm and leg for it. You should have seen the price of the eggs I had to buy earlier. 7:40 remaining in the half now. Lebo back on the attack here as they lead it 24-2 out of the quarter break. Shot left block, no good by Brooklyn Jones. Put back by Katie Ott is no good, but she's fouled and going back to the line for two. 7:31 to go in the first half. It's 24-2. Lebo leading Hartford in this opening round girls matchup. Taking Trahoon, Michael Deeker here on Country 101.7 FM.
Lebo kind of struggling from inside, but they are getting a plethora of offensive boards. They're out-rebounding Hartford 14-4, 10 of those being on the offensive glass.
Katie Ott misses on the first of two. She's now 2 of 3 from the line, make it 2 of 4. She misses on the second. A rare empty trip to the line, but Brooklyn Jones gets the rebound on the baseline and puts it back. Jones now with 9 points.
26-0 run now for Lebo after Hartford scoring the opening bucket of the ballgame.
Toby Soule with it for Hartford. Goes left wing to Trinity Wendell. Wendell trying to get around Audrey Peak. That's easier said than done. Now goes to Aubrey Finnerty. She'll hand off to Sydney Soule. Soule, right wing. And thus far, Lebo playing some lights out defense here on the perimeter. Toby Soule hands off to Sydney Soule. Sydney has it poked free, gets it back. Now trying to get around Sage Hadley and Abby Jones. We get a jumper off the right block near the baseline by Soule, and she's fouled. The foul is going to go against Abby Jones. That'll be her first, team's fourth.
Excellent job there by Toby Soule to really push the issue, really attacking the basket, drawing that contact. Did not make the shot, but obviously some free throw opportunities.
Soule puts up the first and ends the scoring drought and the run by Lebo. 26-3 is now the lead for Lebo. Make it 26-4 as Soule successful from the line, 2 for 2. First points of the ball game since the first minute and a half of the first quarter for Hartford. They were virtually shut out in the later stages of that first quarter. Audrey Peake goes right wing to Sage Hadley, fires a three, it thinks about it and falls away. Rebound won by Katie Ott. Brooklyn Jones now right block with it. Goes to Audrey Peake, three on the way, rolls over the top, the rebound taken away by Kylie Finnerty. Brooklyn Jones nearly gets it back off the steal attempt, but she'll poke it out of bounds instead. See some Opie Lady Eagles sitting across the way from us, getting an eye on this matchup. Though they won't match up with the winner of this game until possibly the championship finals. Definitely not a bad idea to scout the competition. Right side, Toby Soule hits the backboard, but nothing else. Rebound is taken away by Brooklyn Jones. Jones, jump stop in the lane, is just a bit short on her attempt. Sage Hadley tries to fire it back, and she gets knocked backwards. A foul coming. That will be against Sydney Soule. That's her first, team sixth. So Lebo will be in the bonus the rest of the way here, remaining 5 minutes and 56 seconds of this first half. Hadley puts up the first of two. It's good. Sage Hadley now has 7 points, trailing only Brooklyn Jones. Puts up the second, and it's a good pair. Jones jumps the inbound attempt, turns, shoots in the lane, no good, gets her own board, left block, jumper again off the glass and in. Brooklyn Jones in double figures with 11. And we will get another timeout taken by Coach Ryan Thomas as his team now trails it 30-4. 5:48 remaining in this first half. It's been all Lebo thus far. A reminder, your timeouts are brought to you all week long by McDonald's on 6th Avenue. Place your order with DoorDash and let the team at 6th Avenue prepare for you hot and fresh. Also, coverage, again, brought to you for the 102nd Lyon County League Tournament by Michelle's Tax Service of Burlingame. Offering payroll and bookkeeping service for small business, plus full-service tax and accounting, call Michelle at 785-231-7840. and Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams the best of luck. Again, our video coverage on KVOE-TV this week is brought to you by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Call Henry for all your land sale purchase and appraisal needs at 620-437-7340. The one and only Kendall Douglas running the camera for us here this evening. We've also had Dan Courtright and Grace Ish and the one and only Ron Thomas here this week. Lebo with another steal on the opposite end, back into the attack. Ball up top into the hands of Brooklyn Jones. She circles around the right block, fires up the layup. It's no good. Rebound one again by Lebo. Jumper from 9 feet to the left. Abby Jones, good. Jones with five now. 5:07 remaining in the first half. Sorry, Michael.
20-5 rebound disparity between Lebo and Hartford.
What are the offensive boards looking like? Because Lebo's been crashing both sides.
A lot to a little. They've got 15 offensive rebounds.
Wow. Trinity Wendell drives inside and gets her shot rejected, but they're going to say a hand made contact with a hand. That's going to go against Audrey Peake, her second, team's fifth. Shooting two now, Trinity Wendell. Wendell with 2 points on the night. Scored the first basket for Hartford in the first quarter. Sets, puts up the first, nothing but net. Back into the Hartford lineup comes Aubrey Finnerty, taking a seat as Kylie Finnerty. The five on the floor now is Trinity Wendell, Sydney Soule, Toby Soule, Aubrey Finnerty, and Kiara Garcia. As looked like it was going to be short, Wendell gets a friendly roll and has a successful trip to the line. Thus far, Hartford shooting 4 for 4 from the line tonight. Jones, left side to Abby Jones. Up top to Audrey Peake. Peake backing up towards half court. Works it back in the left corner now to Katie Ott. Ott might have got away with a little bit of a travel there, but referee didn't signal. Under 4.5 to go here in this second or this first half. 32-6 the lead for Lebo as Sage Hadley overshoots the layup. Rebound again won by Lebo. Up top with it now. Audrey Peake. He goes right wing to Katie Ott. Ott dribbles inside, right block, goes near the foul line to Brooklyn Jones, who's short on the 9-footer from the left elbow. A foul on the rebound will go against Lebo. That's Sage Hadley, just her first, team sixth. So both teams in the bonus the remainder of the way of this first half. Toby Soule will once again bring it up for Hartford. Circles to the right, hands off to Trinity Wendell on the right wing. Wendell trying to back down Audrey Peake. Gets to the foul line, throws a floater in the lane, gets banged around to the floor. No foul call. Take away for Lebo. A push off by Sage Hadley on the opposite end. Goes left side of the floor to Katie Ott. Right block now. Hadley off the glass, knocks it through, and a timeout will again be taken. My coach Ryan Thomas wants to talk things over with his girls yet again. Full timeout. We'll take one with them. You're listening to coverage of the 102nd Lyon County League Basketball Tournament right here on Country 101.7 FM, streaming online at KVOE-TV and KVOE.com.
Ratcliffe Propane is proud to be a sponsor of this year's Lyon County League Tournament. Ratcliffe Propane provides for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases. They offer you contract pricing and reliable service when you need it. That means short notice fills as well as checking for leaks. They offer propane service for Greenwood, Lyon, Coffee, Chase, and other surrounding counties. If you have questions, call Ratcliffe Propane, 620-366-1967. Remember the name, Ratcliffe Propane.
Basketball takes people working together and perseverance to be successful. The McIlvain Law Office applies similar practices in their pursuit of excellence. When your legal needs arise, whether it be estate planning, succession planning, assistance with farm programs, contracts, real estate, or other needs, Karen McIlvain offers sound legal advice. Let Karen assist you with your legal needs. Call 620-437-2600. McIlvain Law Office, LLC, with offices in Madison and Eureka, serving the area for 38 years and supporting all area students in their academic and athletic endeavors.
34-6, the lead for Lebo out of the timeout by Coach Ryan Thomas of Hartford. as we welcome you back into White Auditorium, Tegan Trehune and Michael Deeker here on our first of two nightcap games as Toby Soule goes right block, overshoots the jumper, rebound taken away by Sage Hadley into the hands of Brooklyn Jones. She'll get it into the front court to Audrey Peak, left wing, up top, back into the corner to Peak, thought about a three, picks up, goes to Hadley at the top, goes right wing to Brooklyn Jones, now up top to Abby Jones, left block, Peak, jumper on the way is good. Audrey Peak with 8 points now. Brooklyn Jones leads all scorers with 11 thus far tonight. Sage Hadley right behind her with 10. Trinity Wendell attacking inside the lane, gives it baseline to Toby Soule. She'll throw it away. It's recovered by Kylie Finnerty at the top of the key. She'll launch a three. That one hit, bricks off the right side. The rebound goes to Audrey Peak. Peak, lead pass down the stretch. Goes to Abby Jones, who runs over Trinity Wendell. And they're going to call the block on Wendell. That is Wendell's second, team seventh, so Lebo now in the bonus. Abby Jones at the line for two. Puts up the first. That's too strong off the back iron. Well, you're leading it by 30, 36-6, but still, you don't want to leave points on the floor.
No, they've kind of, let's see, now 5 out of 9.
Yeah. Katie Ott takes a seat. Sierra Crouch checks back in for Lebo as Abby Jones gets the friendly roll on the second attempt and increases the lead now to 31, 37-6. Once again, didn't even have to pull out my calculator. Right side of the floor in the Hartford offensive zone with it is Toby Soule. She gives it to Trinity Wendell, trying to feed it left block to Aubrey Finnerty. It gets knocked down, recovered by Wendell. Wendell with it at the top of the key, being harassed by Brooklyn Jones, gives it to Toby Soule. Soule fires the three. It's off the mark. Rebound to Audrey Peak, who, whew, a missile pass to Abby Jones, right block, streaking in for the finish off the right side. Sage Hadley, good feed there by Abby Jones. Makes it 39-6, a 33-point differential now. Katie Ott going to check back in as Sage Hadley now in the driver's seat with 12 points on the night. Trinity Wendell on the baseline. A minute 27 remaining here in the first half as Wendell will travel and turn it over yet again.
14 now for the Jacks.
Abby Jones checks out. Katie Ott checks back in for Lebo.
Superintendent Corey Reese for Lebo Waverly giving these girls an extra 2 hours in the morning. They're on a two-hour delay because of the weather in the morning.
Well, the work they're putting in, they might need a little extra sleep. Brooklyn Jones inside the right wing. In the paint now to Katie Ott. Left wing, skip to Sierra Crouch, fires the three. That rims around. Rebound put back by Hadley is too strong, and Trinity Wendell will be fouled from behind by Hadley on the rebound attempt. Hadley picks up her second. Team seventh, so both teams now in the bonus. We're going the other way for some one-and-one action. Trinity Wendell, 2 for 2 at the line. Knocking on wood, no broadcaster's jinx for anybody tonight.
But Wendell has done an excellent job. Obviously, only a sophomore, but she has continued to improve her foul shooting.
Yeah. 61 seconds remain in this first half. Wendell puts up the first. High-arching shot, hits back iron, no good. Rebound won by Lebo. Audrey Peak has it in the front court for the Lady Wolves. Left corner, Sierra Crouch. Up top to Katie Ott. Ott drives inside the lane, now goes right side to Peak. Down low, right block. Hadley goes to Jones, right wing, three no good. Rebound won by Hartford. 39 seconds remain in the half. 39-6, the lead for Lebo. Wendell with it, left wing for Hartford. Jones reaching in, maybe trying to knock it free. Now it goes back to the left side. And it's taken away by Jones as Kylie Finnerty was trying to find Wendell on the left block. Jones down the other way, right-hand layup, good. And Brooklyn Jones takes back the lead scoring title for the moment at 13. 5 seconds remain in the half. Wendell loses the handle again. It's poked out of bounds. Oh, they're going to say it touched Wendell's foot before it rolled out, so it'll go back to Lebo. 2 seconds on the clock. Exactly. Ott gives it to Peek, and Peek throws it left side to Hadley. Hadley at the buzzer. Three, no good. And that will do it for the first half at the end. It's 41-6. Lebo leading Hartford in this girls' opening round matchup at the 102nd Lyon County League Basketball Tournament. We will take a quick break, come back, tally our halftime stats, and give you some analysis on what we saw in that first half. You're listening to coverage of the 102nd Lyon County League Basketball Tournament right here on Country 101.7 FM, streaming online at KVOE TV at KVOE.com.